January in Malibu. It's in the high 20s, a beautiful sunny day, not a cloud in the sky, the sea lapping up against the golden sand. And just behind me on top of that hill, one of the vast multi-million dollar mansions that lines this stunning stretch of California coast. The house belongs to Teodoro Obiang Jr., forestry minister of Equatorial Guinea, son of the president, the man expected to take over as leader of this oil-rich Central African country, and a man whose property the US authorities are pursuing, claiming that the money he used to buy this and many other luxury goods were the proceeds of foreign corruption.
Between 2004 and 2008, Mr. Obiang, who is currently under investigation by the Justice Department for corruption and other misconduct, used U.S. lawyers, bankers, and real estate and escrow agents to move more than $100 million in suspect funds through U.S. bank accounts.
That was Senator Carl Levin at a U.S. Senate hearing 2 years ago. Basically, their plan was to stop what they consider as foreign ill-gotten gains from being spent in America. The national anthem of Equatorial Guinea. If you knew the words, you'd be singing, "We walk along the path of our immense joy." It sounds like the ruling family have taken it to heart. It's a small country that's grown very wealthy on oil. While most people live on less than a dollar a day, the Obiangs have been getting richer. The money Teodoro Obiang Jr. brought into the US is alleged not to be his, but his country's money. US court documents said Teodoro Obiang Jr. came here to Pepperdine University in Malibu in 1991 when he was just 23. He didn't stay here on campus, beautiful as it may be. He dropped out after just 5 months, but the bill for tuition and living expenses was believed to be in the tens of thousands of dollars. And according to the court documents, that bill was picked up by a US oil company with interests in Equatorial Guinea.
We're at the supercar exhibit here at the Peterson Automotive Museum. We have everything from Porsches to Ferraris to Bugattis.
Buddy Pep is executive director of the museum, which also rents out storage space for luxury cars.
Yes, we do. We have approximately 100,000 square feet down in what we call the vault.
And among those cars were a number of vehicles belonging to a Mr. Obiang.
That's correct. He stored approximately 24 cars here.
24 cars. What kind of cars are we talking about?
Rolls-Royces, Bentleys, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Maybachs, very high-end sports cars and pleasure cars. The vehicles were removed from the Peterson, and I think they went to France.
Some of his high-value assets the U.S. Justice Department won't be able to seize, but they're going for some of the others. Teodoro Obiang Jr. loved Michael Jackson so much, he spent $2 million on King of Pop memorabilia, including one of the crystal-encrusted gloves from the Bad Tour. In fact, he was a fan of more than just the music. He tried to woo the rapper Eve on a luxury yacht, rented for $700,000. But it's the $38 million jet and the $30 million house the U.S. wants to get its hands on.
My name is Ken Fasola. I'm with Malibu Discovery Tours. Malibu probably has the highest per capita celebrity ratio of any city, certainly in America, and probably the world. The notables are certainly Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, Leonardo DiCaprio, Barbara Streisand, Tom Hanks, Sting. I can go on and on. Right on our left here, where all those palm trees are, that is Cher's house.
Now, there's a house on the hill up there, which I believe belongs to a certain Mr. Obiang.
That is his house. It's hard to get to, and probably the only way you can really see it is by air. But it's a beautiful estate, probably one of the most exclusive locations in all of Malibu.
We headed up to see if he was in. Okay, 3620. I'll just ring, see if anybody's in.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Obiang residence?